Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Two new musicals playing in Boston draw their inspiration from subjects you know from TV and not the stage. As unlikely as it may seem, the musicals are based on the TV chair-throwing shouting match Jerry Springer Show, and Grey Gardens, the HBO movie, drawn from a documentary about the richest to rags relatives of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Morning Edition critic-at-large Ed Siegel says these latest incarnations to hit the Boston stage come with a twist.
All right, we know they don't write many Boy Meets Girl musicals anymore. But Jerry Springer? The opera? Grey Gardens? The musical? Yes, let's all lift our voices and sing a tune about human degradation. But let's not be glib. These are two very smart musicals that really showcase Boston Theater's singing talent. The Maisels brothers made a cult documentary about how Edith Bouvier Beale and her daughter, Little Edie, went from American royalty to total squalor, all within the confines of the family house in the Hamptons, Grey Gardens. In the Lyric Stage Company production of that story, Lee Barrett plays the mother in the first act, set in the 40s, and the daughter in the second, set in the 70s. Here's Barrett with Amy Daugherty as Little Edie in Act One.
We stick together like a cushion and pins. Birds of a feather, I'm safe, Siamese twins.
These are two of the best singers in Boston. Daugherty really comes into her own here. But Barrett doesn't really get a song that demonstrates her full power until the end of the show. And that's a problem with Grey Gardens. For all its intelligence, its music is not that interesting. The story only occasionally gets under the character's skin. Jerry Springer, in a sensational speakeasy stage production, has a different musical vocabulary. It's an opera in more than name. Give a listen to Luke Grooms as Dwight, telling his girlfriend Peaches that he's been, well, sing it, Dwight. Okay, it isn't Mozart, but it isn't all that far from Gilbert and Sullivan, except for lyrics that would not please the FCC. At one point, Jerry is called on to mediate a debate between Satan and Jesus. While we don't exactly root for him, Timothy John Smith steals the show as Satan, and that has led to protests. Those protests were enough, says composer Richard Thomas, to keep the show from appearing in New York. Between 50 and 100 protesters came out for the Boston opening, but the show has gone on. And it is quite a show. Its smart, energetic irreverence reminds you of Mel Brooks' The Producers. The opera's ability to capture our obsession with wanting 15 minutes of fame makes it one of the most memorable theater events of the season. Michael Fenimore is disappointingly bland. He never captures Springer's charismatic sarcasm, but the satire is hilarious. I guess we all just want our Jerry Springer moment.
This is our Jerry Springer moment.
Even the tap dancing members of the Ku Klux Klan.
The Speakeasy Stage Company's production of Jerry Springer, the opera, continues at the Boston Center for the Arts through May 30th. Grey Gardens runs through June 6th at the Lyric Stage Company of Boston. Critic at Large Ed Siegel reviews theater and the arts for Morning Edition.